The new Catholic bishop of the Syracuse Catholic Diocese was ordained yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some see it as an opportunity for more transparency from church officials regarding sexual abuse by clergy.
Bishop Douglas Lucia was ordained in front of about 1,000 people at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Syracuse. Outside the cathedral, former priest James Faluzak, an advocate for victims of clergy sexual abuse and a survivor himself, holds a sign that says bishops cannot police themselves. He says Lucia needs to apply zero tolerance to priests that abuse.
We expect Lucia to be more transparent and forthcoming, to make it easier, frankly, for victims to reconstitute their lives and discover what the church has known for all of these decades about their abuse.
Faluzak is critical of Lucia's predecessor, Bishop Emeritus of Syracuse, Robert Cunningham. Last year, Cunningham released 57 names of priests with credible allegations of child sexual abuse. But Faluzak says don't assume that's the only list of names. He says Cunningham used a dirty playbook to stonewall victims.
We have yet to receive a full accounting of who the perpetrator priests are in the Diocese of Syracuse.
Faluzak says Lucia will receive a whole stack of cases when he takes over.
We'll know very quickly whether he is sincere or not about whether he intends to be more transparent.
If there are hidden files and withheld names, then Faluzak says zero tolerance also needs to be applied to Cunningham. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.